Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel. Approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors. Hi folks, this is Roy Holly again. You know, the Mamacita's restaurants in San Antonio, Kerrville, Fredericksburg, San Marcos, and New Braunfels are friends of the cross and one of our great sponsors. The Griners and I think that they have the best Mexican food in Texas. They have set the bar for the best chicken, beef, and shrimp fajitas in the country. Plus, believe it or not, they have some of the best steaks and seafood you can find anywhere at family-friendly prices. So, if you want a great dining experience, you need to give Mamacita's a try. You'll be going back every week if you do, and you'll probably see the Griners and the Hollies there. To find the Mamacita's near you, please visit their website. That's mamacitas.com. That's M-A-M-A-C-I-T-A-S.com. Also, if you'll tell your waiter that you are a friend of the cross, Mamacita's will give you a very special discount. Really. You can even see some of Max Griner's magnificent bronze sculptures at the Kerrville and San Antonio locations.
Once again, we're here with Max Griner. And Max, we're going to talk again about your art. Your art is everywhere. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Share about that.
Hi, Roy. Good to be here this morning. And God has put my art in places I never would have dreamed in a million years. He's done this. I'm just have done my part, but because I've tried to lift him up and honor him, he has found homes for my work all over the country and the USA. And one of the places where I have a lot of artwork, the big pieces of what I'm talking about, is in Dallas. And one of the places that has it is Dallas Theological Seminary. And they have my Divine Servant sculpture there. And that seminary teaches about serving Christ and serving others to serve Christ, and so they have that on display there. And the other big location there in Dallas also is in Fort Worth, actually, is Southwest Baptist Theological Seminary, and they have a number of my big bronze sculptures. So if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, that's a place where you can see some of the big sculptures.
Well, we're going to talk again, as I've mentioned many times. One of my favorite part of our show is the Miracle of the Week. This is where we share some of the miraculous things that have happened to people that come to the cross. So share the Miracle of the Week one more time with us, Max.
Okay, Roy. Well, we're doing a new one every week. And, you know, a lot of people think God quit working miracles. And some people, of course, don't believe he exists. But even those that exist, a lot of them think he just doesn't work miracles anymore. And so the reason we do this segment is to let people know, oh, yes, he is. He never quit. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. So the miracle I have this week, I call it the look through the hole in the fence miracle. Mm-hmm. And back in November 20th, 2013, I was out at the garden putting the literature out and in the little holders that we have for the guest. And as I was unlocking the shed, A still small voice, what the Bible calls it, said, Max, look through the hole in the fence. And that didn't make any sense to me at all, but I looked around for a hole in the fence, and there was the place in our fence where it had a hole split open. And I went over and looked through that hole in the fence, Roy, and there, on the other side of that hole, was a for sale sign. And it was on the piece of property right next to us. And for years, we had been praying, the board and the intercessors, that God would give us a 1.5-acre piece of land right next to the cross that we really needed. And there was no house on it. It was just raw land. And we prayed for years and years that God would give us this land. And suddenly, there was a sign
that said for sale.
For sale, and it had just been put out. There wasn't even any dust on it. And the reason we'd tried to buy it before, but the lady that owned it formed the New Age Church. So technically she was kind of a witch. And she did not want us to have that piece of land. Well, anyways, she passed away. And then suddenly, I looked through the hole in the fence, and there's this sign saying her piece of property is available. So I got with Sherry. I called our close executive committee. I didn't even want to make a big deal because we knew that the people that did not want us to put up the cross, the atheists and others and some neighbors, would want to not let us have that piece of property. And so basically we got together with executive committee, and one of our trustees, Carol Coates, volunteered to buy that piece of land. So we prayed and we made an offer through Doug Evans, the father-in-law of our daughter, who's a real estate agent, to make an offer on this piece of land. And we prayed and got $10,000 for this 1.5 acres. So we submitted it, and we were keeping it all low-key and quiet. Everybody was praying because we knew if the other people found out,
they
would be against it. Well, the next day I go out the second day, and the Holy Spirit says, look through the hole in the fence again. And I look through the hole in the fence, and the sign had been stolen, and the neighbors had stolen the sign, so we wouldn't see it.
Right.
And so
it was too late.
But they didn't know we knew. But they didn't know God was going to tell me,
right,
get that land right now. And so anyways, Doug Evans said, get this closed as quick as possible. So we made the offer. He called up, and he said, Max, the real estate agent just got another offer on that land, and it was, I think, $15,000 more than what we offered. But Doug said, but it's okay, Max. They've already signed off and accepted your order.
So they offer. Had to take the deal.
And so
that was another miracle.
And so we got the land, and what's so important about that, it allows us to build the gardens and the beauty and expand that area so it's more of a garden on
more
the
room.
West side, more room.
How that acreage really made the difference, isn't it?
Yeah. No, it did.
Another God deal here. Well, that's our miracle
isn't
of the
that
week.
That a neat one?
Now, after the 300-foot garden, you needed landscaping. Now, that costs money. How did all that come about?
Well, again, we pray and we wait. And when we get money that's donated in, we're all giving. But when we get enough money, then we go pay for something to get done. In this case, we were now ready to get the landscaping. And since the garden was built on faith in God without debt, this project's taken a long time, which should have been done in a couple of years. It has taken us now. We're in the 15th year. But what happened is, first we had Bob Underwood that owns AAA Landscaping out of Phoenix and also in San Antonio. God spoke to him after he came out there, and he said, I want to help you do the landscaping. And then we had Billy Long that has the Gardens at the Ridge Landscaping in Kerrville and also owns a landscape company in San Antonio. He came out to the garden, and God said, you're supposed to help these people do this. And his manager, Christy Long, said, you know, this is something we're supposed to help these people do. And so they donated their services. And then we had Rick Martin Landscaping, and he's a strong Christian and does ministry in Mexico with his family. And God spoke to him, and he's been donating a lot of his landscape work. And so that's how the landscapers just started giving their work. And so we're now beautifying it into the garden that it's supposed to be.
Well, all this sounds great. You got all this expensive landscaping donated. All these people gave of their time and their money. But without any water, None of this would work, would it?
Right. No, the plants need water, even if you get desert plants, which we have some of those. But we needed water. We didn't have water for years. We had prophecies from people that said living water would flow off of this mountain into the city and into the world. We thought that was spiritual. A couple of people said, no, it's literal. But we didn't have any water, and we didn't have any money to build a deep water well. But by the grace of God, God touched Dean and Stella Tennant out there at the garden, and Dean says, I want to donate a deep water well. So he dug and donated a deep water well. They hit water at the Trinity, and he couldn't believe it because he could actually hear the water gushing.
So it's
gushing.
Called a living water well.
Well, that's what we've called it because his well guy proclaimed he could hear the sound of the gushing water almost 600 feet below in the ground, and he said, there's a river of living water under this cross. And so that water, you can hear from the top of that 1,930-foot hill.
So that's something that really never happens, right?
Yeah, no. Matter of fact, the Bobby Casson that owns Midtex Pump, he God spoke to him and told him he's supposed to help us put in the pumps and the pipe and the tank and all that stuff. And he came out, and his guys heard that water. Never in his life, in all of his career, over 50 years, they've been able to hear the water gushing down in a hole almost 600 feet under the ground. And so, no, that's a very rare thing. And we've recorded it, and we played it on the previous show. And it's just an amazing thing to hear the living water.
So none of these people who have donated these different things to make the water work, none of them had made plans to do this. This is something that happened to them after they got there.
Yeah, because we didn't have the money. I mean, if we'd have had the money, we'd have tried to hire somebody to dig the water well. But we didn't have the money. And then God just spoke to these two different men to help us get the water so we could do the landscaping. And so we've literally got thousands and thousands of dollars just in the water to help us get that to water the landscaping.
And a lot of people don't understand how expensive that water can be when you have to start drilling.
Because it's way up in the hill country. We got a lot of rock.
Lots of rock.
A lot of limestone.
That translates into money, doesn't it?
Yeah. And some of it is a flint, okay. which is really hard.
All right. Well, now you got the water. Now that you have the water, what are you going to be able to do with that water?
Well, because we have the water, we now have just planted maple trees. We've got 42 maple trees that have been planted. And they will turn red in the fall. There'll be shade in the summer. We also are going to be, that's going to allow us to put in the grasses and to have beautiful green grass. And then we're going to have a baptismal pool there in the center of the cross-shaped garden. And that's where we will literally water baptize people after they go in the cross. They pray to receive Christ, their Lord and Savior. They ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Then they can go right over to this fountain where the coming king sculpture will be on a 7-foot waterfall. And then this will be where we'll have the living water baptismal pool.
A baptismal pool, what does that mean, baptismal pool?
Well, when somebody gets born again, everything changes. They're a new creation in Christ. And the Bible says that once we make that decision, then we're born again, we're saved. We don't have to be water baptized to be saved. But we're supposed to do that in obedience to Christ and His Word. So first somebody gives their life to Christ, their heart to Christ, just by saying, Jesus, I want you. Then we're supposed to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So we invite the Spirit to come in and to bring His gifts and His miracles. But then the Holy Spirit, the Bible also says that we should be water baptized. And that's a picture of being dead and raised in new life. And so that's what's going to happen. People will be put...
so you'll actually have baptisms there.
Yes, water baptisms.
That's what I was getting
at. Churches will be able to use it, and ministries can use it.
But it's not a church.
Correct. No, we're an art museum, technically. We're not even a ministry.
So I'm saying is this is not a church. So any church that wants to practice that, well, this will be available.
If they love Jesus.
If they love Jesus.
Yeah, we're not going to be doing the Hindu and the Muslim and the other stuff. But the ones that love Jesus, this is a baptismal pool for him.
All right. Now, what about the donated 42 maple trees?
Well, that was another miracle again, Roy, and provision. You know, God provides what He ordains. And we knew we needed maple trees because God had already told me that He wanted us to plant it in maple trees, so that it would provide shade, it would provide the reds and the oranges in the fall. But he, as a marketing idea, the Holy Spirit said, call these maple trees the found maples. And I realized as soon as the Holy Spirit said that, that what a wonderful idea, because in the Hill Country we have a state park that's one of the most popular called Lost Maples. Mm-hmm. And people, thousands and hundreds of thousands of people travel out to the Hill Country to see 30 or so trees in a little valley by themselves, because we don't have maples down here in South Texas. They're normally up north. And so what we've done is we planted these maple trees on the top of the mountain, and Brian Hutzler, the manager of Love Creek Orchards in Medina, we found out he was the source. I called him up and found out that he loved the Lord, and I said, would you pray about just donating those maple trees? If not, what would you sell them for? And he prayed, I guess probably with the owners of the orchard, and they said, we want to donate these maple trees to you. And so now the maple trees have been donated. They've been planted by the landscape companies that I've just mentioned, and they are now growing, and they are going to be beautiful.
And everybody knows what maple trees look like.
Yeah, yeah. And every fall, when the weathermen in San Antonio and Austin say, okay, everybody, we need to go out and see the lost maples, they're now going to have to say, but now you can go to the found maples at the cross, and it's about an hour closer.
Well, it helps you a lot for them to have the name Lost Maples, because everybody knows about that. It's known all over the country.
Yeah, exactly. And we're going to have more. we're going to keep planting them, and it's going to be one of the reasons. But it's a real marketing idea from the Lord, you know, to how to draw more people, because the whole concept of this garden is to create something that draws people to Jesus. And this was just one of the ideas the Holy Spirit gave us.
So things are happening now at the Coming King Foundation Prayer Garden and the Cross. And we want to thank again, maybe Max, go over again real briefly, some of the people that have made all these things happen and some of the ones that have donated all these wonderful things.
Sure. I want folks to understand this isn't just Sherry and me doing this. I mean, we were called to start this, but God said he would be bringing lots of other people to do this garden and build this garden for Jesus. And so it really is a work of the body of Christ, all kinds of folks and from all backgrounds, but the one common denominator is all of Jesus. And so this really is a garden, a tabernacle that honors Jesus Christ, and all people are welcome. And it's the result of the body of Christ coming together to do this good thing for the Lord.
There must be something happening, because all these business people are coming from all over, and they're feeling led by the Lord to do this and donate these things. And business people just don't do this. This
right.
is something special.
Yeah, the wonderful thing is we're not having to twist any arms.
No,
they go up on the mountain just expecting to see some art or something, and the Holy Spirit touches people, speaks to their heart. And then they say, hey, God said we're supposed to donate this or give that. So if anybody are hearing that call right now, be sure to call us, because we still need some more funds to finish this garden for Jesus.
Well, again, this week, as always, we have our visitor comments. Here's Sherry Greiner. Sherry?
Okay, the first one says, peaceful and beautiful prayer garden. The sculptures of Mary, Jesus, Peter, etc. are gorgeous. You can pray inside the cross. The garden is a work in progress. It has been paid for as funds become available, so there's no debt incurred. The walkways will have 77 scriptures in English, Spanish, and German. It will have a fountain in the middle of the cross walkway. They will also have connections for people who need help. And regarding the fountain in the middle of the cross, I just wanted to add that this fountain is meant for baptisms in the future, whenever it's complete.
Who wrote that?
That was from TripAdvisor, and it came in from Cranehard number 3, Kerrville, Texas. This one is from Lisa Corbin here in San Antonio, Texas. And she wrote this on May the 23rd, 2014. I feel so blessed to even be a small part of this huge vision. I am so incredibly thankful to the Lord for what you and those by your side have started. My prayer is that God continues to lead and guide you, praying also that the Holy Spirit continues to lead people, bring resources and intercessors, so His Shekinah glory will continue to fall in the gardens. Know that the Lord is with you and making the way. Thank you for your huge servant heart. My family has been extremely blessed through our visits to the cross.
Wow, wonderful.
Hi, folks, this is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Greiner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Greiners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Greiner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgreinerart.com. That's www.maxgreinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Greiners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Greiner original artwork. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Greiners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Greiner Jr.
Folks, pray with me now. God, I need your help. I need your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will, God. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.